Plaza Mountain Home or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back here at the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, Central, where comfort exceeds expectation. Check a few stats here in a couple minutes. But we, in the meantime, we have our halftime interview, Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. Mitch, how you doing?
Doing good. Nice to be up here in Branson. Of course, it's costing me money.
I believe that. Christmas shopping? Or?
Oh, absolutely. My wife, we're going to have to rent a U-Haul to get back.
I believe that. So, of course, you know, we have this tournament up here. You know, our boys and girls are up in it. Now, next year or next week, we're in Cabot. Other than that, what else we got going around in Bomber Nation next week?
To be honest with you, I don't even have my schedule to show you. We got a lot of things going. You know, we have wrestling, swimming, and then, of course, a lot of junior high and high school basketball and cheers still getting ready. They're getting close to their state competition. So there's a lot of things going on here before we go to the break for Christmas.
You mentioned that, you know, about 2 or 3 weeks away from that Christmas break, and then about a week after that, well, the day after Christmas, we have our Christmas tournament. Can you tell me about anything exciting things that are happening during that? Of course, we got some good teams in it, boys and girls. Should be a good lineup all 3 days of that. Anything you want to say to the people about that?
Well, the one thing that's different this year is just the dates that our Christmas tournament falls. You know, we're going to have to play the day after Christmas, so the thing that's different than the past is we're going to start later in the day on the 26th, which allows, you know, the teams from out of town to come up that morning. Didn't figure anybody would be wanting to travel on Christmas Day. So I believe we're going to start around 4 o'clock on that Thursday, the 26th, and we're going to use two gyms, the Mountain Home High School gym and then our junior high gym. And that way it allows us to get all those games in one day.
Should be an excellent tournament. They're coming up 26th through the 28th of this month. Of course, we could go up to Cabot next week. Our boys and girls both play. One thing I talked to Josh and Dell about yesterday, and it's something that they both mentioned you about, it's really good to see a lot of schools don't have it. Our boys and girls really support each other really well. They support all the other sports, along with the other sports supporting each other. Seems like they hurt just as much as the boys do when they hurt or the girls hurt, or they're just as happy. You know, we had the big celebration after Fayetteville, you know, both teams celebrated in the locker room. Was really cool to see. A lot of that has to do with you, I'd say.
Well, I don't know that. That was started way before me. You know, we've always had our girls and boys basketball teams pulling for each other. As far as all the other sports, you know, that pull for each other, you're going to see a lot of our athletes at the football games, volleyball games. We have one of the better volleyball student sections in the state, if not the best. But that just, you know, we're a little different than most schools our size. We have a lot of kids that play multiple sports, and we need that, and that's going to continue. But when you have a lot of kids that play multiple sports, it's just everybody has a passion just for each other and each other's sport. So that's something that's been going on here years, I mean, well before me. I was actually able to coach during that time as well, but it's something special that we do have.
Hard to beat somewhere like Mountain Home. Husky, hey, it was on short notice, but thank you for your time at halftime.
Hey, you're doing a great job, Dylan.
Thank you, sir. So we'll take a little short break, and we'll come back and check stats here on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Central, where comfort exceeds expectation. Give old Matt Martin a call, 425-4717. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Branson, Missouri, the Lady Bombers currently on top 26-21 at halftime. We'll check a few stats here. Doing some quick math in my head using that excellent Mountain Home High School education that I got 7 or 8 years or so ago. Kate Gilbert currently the leading scorer. She has 10 points. She had 7 of them in the first period. Emma Martin with 5. Addison Yates with 2. Anna Grace Foreman with 6 points. And to go along with 6 rebounds, so another strong outing for her so far. A couple altered shots, been just a big presence so far. Leah Jackson hit the 1 free throw. Now down the other end for the Lady Pirates, it's been all mainly 2 girls. Tabitha Williams with 2 points, hit 2 free throws. Chloe Grimm went down. She missed all 5 of her free throws, so she has 4 points. And Priscilla Williams with 15 points to pace the Lady Pirates and is currently the leading scorer in the ballgame so far. Of course, Priscilla Williams currently committed to play at Syracuse University up in New York. Go play for the Orangemen. It's an excellent talent so far. Down to about 20 seconds left here in warm-up. We'll keep it here as we get ready for the second half of play. Of course, this is basically the championship game. Lady Bombers are undefeated in this Battle of the Border up in Branson, Missouri. The Lady Pirates are currently 1-1, and if they end up beating the Lady Bombers, they would be the only 2 teams that are 2-1, and they would have the tiebreaker because they beat the Lady Bombers. So there will be a trophy handed out after this ball game, one way or another. So that's a halftime buzzer. We're ready to roll here in the third period.